It's Monday, June 16th, and you're listening to the Three Nerds in a Basement podcast. I'm Vince.
I'm Anthony.
And that's all, folks. This is the Geek Chic Culture Show, where we talk about all the cool things in the world. This week, no Blaven here.
Mm-hmm.
He's magicking all day. And surprisingly, no TJ either.
This is a short on people.
So after last week's complaints of there's more than three nerds in a basement, there's less than three nerds in a basement. There's just the two of us in the room.
We can never hit the right amount.
I'm sorry if that really bugs you. Maybe we should change the name of our episode.
Maybe we should change the name of the podcast.
Yeah, we should. Just so we don't have any more hiccups anymore. So how you been, Anthony?
I've been good.
Yeah?
I've been watching the World Cup.
World Cup.
Italy won. Netherlands dominated.
Yeah, Netherlands surprised everybody.
So I'm happy.
Mm-hmm.
What about you? You've been watching World Cup?
I have. You know what? I don't know if I told this on the air, but I just recently got digital cable.
Damn.
And
living in the present.
I know. About time, right? And I've been experiencing the HD channels. And let me tell you, when you have HD channels, suddenly sports are interesting.
Because they're so high def. Yes. They're like full 1080p broadcasts.
Yes, yes. Because apparently those are the only things on in HD.
Or true HD, at least. The other, all the other channels, they squeeze down the
SD.
Right.
You're right.
Yeah.
So, it's been fantastic. At the same time, NBA Finals have been going on. Been watching that in HD.
Are there any, like, if someone scores three times in a row, do they become on fire?
No. They just get really cocky.
Okay. So it's like the same thing.
Pretty much. Okay. Pretty much. But yeah, no. That's all I've been doing. You know, yeah, that's all. The past week was E3. We did our Google Hangout thing.
Yeah. We went through all the press cons.
Yeah. And it wasn't just me and Anthony. Sometimes Blaven decided to appear.
Eat chips.
Yeah.
Appear shirtless.
Yeah. I don't know what he was doing. He was like, it was like cleaning his house during one of the things.
I think there was a vacuum. Yeah, there was a
and
vacuum.
And then he started doing the dishes, and I was like, what's going on?
So yeah, if you want to, you can check those out
on the YouTube.
On the YouTube. They're not as intrusive as we make it sound.
Yeah, no, definitely not that bad. And we just go through the basic coverages of what happened. Our reactions to the initial press conferences, we don't highlight any announcements afterwards, mm-hmm. just those conferences.
We are not a news site.
No. We were just like, yo, fan reaction happened.
Stuff!
I was checking the analytics. Apparently, people like PlayStation.
People like PlayStation the most?
Yes.
Wow.
I will break it down for you. Xbox has like 60, 70 views.
Okay, alright. That's decent.
EA has maybe like 50?
A lot of people. Wow, that's a lot for EA.
Ubisoft has 21.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, poor Aisha Tyler.
Nintendo's got like 110.
Oh, if you're saying like 1,000 for PlayStation.
No, PlayStation's got like 200.
Oh, damn, still. That's like double.
Yeah, I was just like, wow. I guess the PlayStation marketing is just really working.
Maybe.
Because I still don't, like, as of today, I still don't see a game worth buying a PlayStation or an Xbox for that matter for.
For this year, I agree with you.
Right? And yet, that console is just selling.
I don't know, man.
I don't know what they've done, but they really connected with the fans, I guess.
Yeah, like, if anything, I want to play more stuff on the Xbox than I do the PlayStation right now.
Yeah, no, I agree. I mean, that's why I bought it, again. That's why I have Titanfall.
Have you used it lately?
No, I have not. No, I have not, actually. You know, I have been using it for... ever since Gold became, you can use the other apps.
Yeah.
I've been using it for that.
Oh, okay.
Because I haven't renewed my subscription yet. And I'm kind of biding my time till I see one of those on sale 12-month cards.
Have you tried the TV stuff now with their digital cable? Or
no.
Oh.
I've been too lazy.
Okay.
I will tell you, speaking of the World Cup, I did download the FIFA demo.
Is it FIFA?
Wow, it's FIFA.
Yeah. I don't, like... my cousins are way into that game. Like, they are like, I need to be competitive and play online.
Yeah, I don't understand.
And I don't get it.
I don't get it. It's soccer. It's football.
Football.
It doesn't click with me.
Yeah, I don't get it either.
Yeah. But, hey, that's that. Yeah, so you mentioned earlier, World Cup happened. What teams are you rooting for?
Italy and the Netherlands. Because I am half Dutch and half Italian.
Oh, that's why. I was wondering why you're going for the Netherlands, but I always forget you're a halfie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then my backup team is France.
Is France?
Yeah.
France?
That's just where the money is.
Yeah. I want to go for England, but after seeing Rooney's performance, I was just like, nope. Nope.
No, that guy can fuck up cameras.
He can also screw up corner kicks.
True.
So,
that was such a terrible corner
kick. I can't believe that happened. Look at us. Talking about sports.
Sports!
On three nerds in a basement.
We need maybe we should have enjoyed that EA conference more than we did.
We should have. You know, now that we've been watching the World Cup, I have been taking it back to that EA conference and how they're talking about, oh, now we're going to have the physics to do some jersey pulling and cross-ups and freestyle dribbling with the soccer ball. And I'm like, man. If I was a hardcore fan, I'd probably eat this shit up.
Yeah, like, I saw the football stuff, and I thought that was, like, because I'm, like, mildly into football.
Yeah.
And I thought that stuff was pretty cool. Mm. But, like, I'll never buy that game. Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, so those are the big things. Oh, and then, of course, basketball, Spurs versus Heat. Looks like the Spurs are going to win it. I'm still rooting for the Heat because LeBron James.
Where are the Spurs from?
San Antonio.
San Antonio.
Texas.
Oh, the Spurs. I get it. Okay.
Yes. San Antonio Spurs.
When I was a kid, I always thought that the Spurs logo was like the lever you pull when you put someone in the electric chair. Like the big lever you go.
Okay.
Yeah. I always thought that's what that was. Like, why are they the Spurs if it's electricity?
What is their logo?
Huh?
What is their logo?
Their logo, it says Spurs, and in the middle it's like one of the letters is a boot. And then that has the two things with the actual spur at the end, like that you kick a horse with.
Huh. I never noticed what their logo was. All I knew was that they were black and they said Spurs. All
right, I gotta bring this up now.
Like, I have no idea what their logo. I can tell you what the Heat is.
What is it?
I think it's fire.
It's fire and it goes through. They're on fire. And
yeah. Oh man, their team is the closest to NBA Jam.
So now you have to vote for them.
Yeah. So tell me, Anthony, what is the Spurs logo?
The Spurs logo is, yeah. SP. Yeah, the U in Spurs is like
is
a spur. And it's like the part that hooks up to your cowboy boot.
Oh, it's so subtle. No wonder I just see the text.
Well, hey. Yeah, so that's what I thought. I thought it was just like, why are they killing people? Like, it's in Texas. Like, it makes sense. Ah. Death penalty and stuff, but.
Well, there you go. Okay.
The more you know.
The more you know. Okay. Well, now that you've learned about epic sports here on 300 in the Basement, let's move on to...
We'll never talk about sports again.
Yeah, we're sorry. E3 happened.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we already covered that we talked about the press conferences, but apparently, after the press conferences, a whole lot more exciting news broke.
There was a lot of cool gameplay demos, like, of stuff that was announced.
Yeah, there's a cool gameplay demos, some I would call them major announcements that just... people didn't even hear because they just happened some other time. I'm going to kick things off first. Okay. And at the end of the Nintendo conference, they announced a new character, which is Lady Palutena.
Yep.
Immediately after that conference ended, they announced another character who is arguably more important
than any character in Smash.
Yes. And they announced Pac-Man.
Which is nuts.
Uh-huh.
Because there was a hilarious image I was floating around the internet.
Yes.
Of how Nintendo treats Pac-Man to compare it to how everybody else treats Pac-Man.
Mm-hmm.
And same thing with Mega Man. And, like, how everybody else treats Mega Man. It was crazy.
And I think to a certain extent Sonic, too, right?
Yeah, Sonic, too.
But, I mean, Sonic's not as bad.
They put a scarf on him and called it a day.
Yeah, and for the most part, he's been pretty cool looking.
Yeah.
He's been pretty rad.
He's a hedgehog.
Yeah.
He's fast. Yeah.
He blew lightning. But no, Pac-Man's a character. I'm glad they went with the one with limbs.
Mm-hmm.
But I am also glad that his smash is old school Pac-Man.
He turns into Pac-Man.
Just a really big Pac-Man.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
So what happens when Kirby eats Pac-Man?
I don't know.
Like, does he double eat things?
Maybe. Well,
I don't know.
When Pac-Man eats someone, what would that do for him?
It gets him points.
What is that going to do?
I don't know. Get some points. This is the 80s, man. Where the only thing that mattered was points.
Huh. I don't know. I don't know.
And then it puts a ghost off the screen.
All right.
And it puts him back into the center.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, okay. Well, there you have it. Pac-Man. in the next Smash. I think they've announced like 33 characters now.
There's a lot of characters in that game.
Yeah, 33 characters, and that's counting the special Mii characters as one.
Yeah, still no Captain Falcon.
Which is... I'm heartbroken.
If there's just straight up no F-Zero in that game?
Oh my...
What if they bring in Ganondorf as the power character instead of Captain Falcon?
How can they have two Links, Sheik, Zelda, and then Ganondorf? Come on, kick up one of them for Captain Falcon.
Too much Zelda.
Like, I get it. Zelda's kind of arguably their biggest franchise, mm-hmm. but whatever. Captain Falcon. Come on.
It's Falcon Punch. Yeah, Falcon Punch. He put Smash Bros. On the map.
Yeah. Oh, man. Big Blue.
That's a good stage. They have good F-Zero stages.
Yeah, his final Smash, he brings in his car to run you over.
Oh, yeah, he does.
Yeah.
Yeah, they better have him in. I am angry now.
Yeah, Captain Falcon needs to be in this game. But they have said they have a whole lot they haven't announced, so...
Mm-hmm.
And even in the past, when they have announced, they officially announced all their characters, there were secret ones that weren't announced.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. He was in there from the beginning. I can't see why he wouldn't be in it again.
Also, according to Twitter, at those Best Buy kiosks, Little Mac is no joke.
I heard he's unstoppable.
Yeah, like, you have to watch out for Little Mac. Like, professional tournament, Little Mac banned S tier.
I think what the word on the street is... Because Nintendo were so worried about him being vulnerable in the air, he's just unstoppable on the ground.
His ground games, yeah.
Yeah.
Damn.
And, I don't know, in Smash Brothers, there really is no air game.
Well, it's a lot of dodging, unless you're Kirby.
But yeah, but in Smash, right, you only have one move in the air.
Yeah, I think you have, like, maybe, like, special moves, but, in, like, Pro Smash, it's like, all about normals. So
oh, that's true, yeah. I guess he has multiple normals, and then after your special, you've just wasted it.
Yeah.
Still.
A Little Mac, apparently, no joke. Yeah.
Did you watch the video when the first tourney thing at E3?
No.
With Mega Man? No. And they're like, who's going to get the first final Smash? And it was Mega Man.
What happened?
And the crowd went wild.
What's the Mega Man's final Smash?
He summons all the other Mega Man.
What?
Yeah. So he has X, he has EXE... He has legends.
What the and they all fuck?
They all line up and they all shoot their X Buster.
That's sick.
Yeah. It's crazy.
That had to be set up. That's too perfect. There's no way.
And the announcer's like, oh my god, Mega Man, he's doing it. He's gonna save the world.
Okay, that's set up. That was set up. There's no way. That was normal.
Look it up. It's the most exciting Smash Brothers video out there.
That's cool.
No, but it's fine. That's cool. Do you have any other announcements that you want to bring up? We'll alternate or something.
I saw like a lot of gameplay demos, like seeing Bayonetta played. Bayonetta 2.
Oh, yeah, how was that?
That looked really good. It looked like Bayonetta. Bayonetta now has a mech.
What?
Yeah, she gets her own robot. Oh, and the robot cool. does kung fu.
Like, throughout the game? Like, she always has a mech?
I don't know if it's... Like, they just showed it as, like, an isolated thing. They're like, here's an empty area with a mech in it. And we're gonna show you how this because they haven't finalized the mech gameplay yet.
Okay.
But like it moves fast. It's not like a big bulky thing. Mm-hmm. It does combos. Like she uses hair demons with the mech and stuff. Mm-hmm. It looked really cool.
Wow.
Yeah. And like I think the other weird game I saw it was in the remember when Sony had like that whole montage of indie games.
Yeah, I think.
There was one that looked like a 1950s cartoon. It was like a Steamboat Mickey style, but in color. Okay. I thought it looked like just a cartoon show, but it's a game. It's called Cuphead.
Cuphead.
Yeah, and you play as these.
That was in Sony's?
Yeah, I think it was in Sony's.
Pretty sure that was on the Xbox.
Whatever. It all blurs together for me. If it was on the Xbox, then my bad.
Because I know the big one coming out of Sony was Vib Ribbon.
Fuck them, man! They're just like, man, Vib Ribbon was the best! Let me tell you how good Vib Ribbon was! And then they're like, go fuck yourself. Like, we just wanted to tease you. Like, god damn it. This and Conquer. Viv Ribbon and Conquer.
Oh, come on. No one wants Conquer.
I want Conquer.
No, you don't.
And there is a vocal minority on NeoGAF that also wants Conquer.
Yeah, vocal minority. Yeah, there you go. Anyways, you're talking about Cuphead.
But Cuphead, yeah, it looks really cool. It's a 2D platformer, but it looks like you're watching a cartoon. Like, that's how detailed the world is and stuff. And it looks like a 1950s cartoon.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just, like, a really cool art style. That's what, like, just keep on the lookout for it, because it just looks really cool. I don't know how it plays yet, but...
Yeah, I've been hearing a lot of chatter about that one. Mm-hmm. I don't understand what the excitement is for. I should check out videos or something.
Is this, like, it's like a 30-second trailer.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Hmm, okay. Something else that the Nintendo failed to announce at their press conference, which I thought was really important. There's a new Star Fox for the Wii U. Guess when it's coming out? Next year.
When they showed the blurry thing with Miyamoto, that was pretty much, like, you could tell it was Star Fox, but...
And then they made no mention of it at their conference.
Yeah. So do you think this is going to be like a Star Fox, like the GameCube ones, where you get out of your ship?
And no,
like,
no, 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 no. This is Star Fox.
Pure ship this action.
I can't wait when they do the first trailer and the final bit is, Fox, you gotta dodge.
Do a barrel roll! And then the logo does a barrel roll into screen.
Probably.
You think Gray Fox is going to show up?
Mm.
And like the anti-Star Fox crew?
Oh, wait. Gray Fox? You mean Gray Wolf?
Gray Wolf, there Gray you Wolf? Go.
They got him, man. They're integral to that universe.
I need some branching paths. Like, if I blow up these two things in this order, then it opens, I go to World Z instead of this planet.
The only thing I'm crossing my fingers for is that I can shoot Slippy.
You could do that in the 64 version.
I know, but I just don't want that to ever not be a possibility anymore.
Hey, Fox, I'm here to help you!
Yeah. Man, that game was way ahead of its time. You could shoot your allies, and they had life bars that went down.
You could choose to save them or not.
Yeah, and then they would be gone for, like, a mission.
Yeah.
Star Fox is so good. I love Star Fox.
I could never, like, I could get to the Y planet, but I could never get to the one after that. Because there was an area you had to, like, kill enemies on both levels of this thing, but if you went through it, you pretty much took your ship worth of damage.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I couldn't figure out how to kill enemies on both sides of that thing.
Save your bombs. Did you just what?
I just realized that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I was like, how am I gonna do this? It's impossible. I didn't think about bombs clipping through geometry. Damn!
Wow, it's like 20 years later.
I game sharked my way through that area. I brought my friend's game shark and I was just like, let's just see what all this shit's about.
Oh, Anthony, you disappoint me.
Damn.
You disappoint me.
Like, I got the true ending, but the only way I got it was because I used the GameShark code to always go on the right path. Damn.
Well, there you go.
Disappointed in myself.
I am too.
Man.
I am too.
Because, like, I could do the Y, and then I get to the sun, and then, and, like, that's in the middle, and it's like, I don't want to be here, I want to be in the submarine.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, this sun level. Yeah, that was with the lava and stuff.
Yeah, and you had to stay high or else you'd overheat.
Yeah. Oh, man, that game, ahead of its time.
Game's good.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I can't wait for Star Fox.
Meet your ghost dad.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. James McCloud.
James McCloud, and he's all like, yo, what's up? Let me lead you out of this explosion.
You know he has a cameo in F-Zero, right?
What?
Yeah, for the GameCube. His name's James McCloud. His thing's called the R-Wing.
That's cool.
Yeah. Yeah, so that was the other big Nintendo announcement that I was just like, what?
The Nintendo showed a lot of stuff.
Yeah, speaking of which, like, the next thing that really stole attention for me is they announced this 3DS game called Codename Steam, and I believe Steam's an acronym for something.
It was really, really lame.
I bet it was. I didn't read it. I just know that it's called Steam.
They said it in that video you linked.
Yeah.
What was it?
I have no idea.
I know the M stands for Martians.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Oh, that already sounds lame. That sounds lame.
Something, something annihilating Martians?
What? Really?
Yeah. It was, like, really super lame. And then even the translator was like, that sound you hear is the English language buckling under itself. But that game looked cool.
Yeah, it looked like XCOM meets Valkyria Chronicles.
Meets steampunk.
Which, that's what I thought the whole Steam name was from, because of the steampunk design. Art style is a little bit childish, but I'm sure I'll get over it. But the thing that really got me is that it's done by Intelligent Systems, and they're responsible for Advance Wars, and more recently, or at the same time, Fire Emblem.
Yeah.
And both those games are real winners. So.
I'm surprised they just didn't make a new Advance Wars.
There was a time when they really just kept pumping out Advance Wars.
They were all quality, though.
Yeah, but I think people just got sick of it.
Yeah.
Because they did, like, how many in a row? Like, four?
They did one, they did two, they did the Dark one.
And then they did the DS one.
The DS one, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they were pumping out Advance Wars.
Yeah, because when Intelligent Systems first were on the scene, they did the first Fire Emblem for the GBA. Mm-hmm. They did the second Fire Emblem for the GBA.
And then a bunch of Advance Wars.
Bunch of Advance Wars, one Fire Emblem for the DS, more Advance Wars, and yeah, then true. Fire Emblem Awakening. So.
Yeah, and I guess they can't really do anything interesting with Advance Wars because 3D is not mandatory.
Yeah.
I mean, like, if they could do like an Advance Wars on a 3D plane, mm-hmm. and then use the 3D as some advantage, that'd be cool.
Yeah. Did you ever play Advance Wars multiplayer?
A couple times, yeah. I'm bad at those games. Like I would just cap points and then turtle up until I can make the ultra tank.
Damn.
And just roll out. Hopefully no one like rushes me with like little air units because I'd be
effed. You know who's really good at that game?
Who?
TJ's good at that game.
I bet.
He's such a monster at that game. When we first got it, I was like, okay, let's fight. It's like, let's never fight again.
Let's never fight again. No.
That wasn't fun.
I'd like Advanced Wars is one of the games I'd like to see like a professional Advanced Wars games. Because the turn-based makes it kind of like chess.
Yeah, it does.
And just, like, all the different cap points, there's so many different strategies.
Mm-hmm. And there's, like, a resource management thing to it. It's like... And what's crazy is that the game is really accessible.
Yeah. Like, it's like
so easy to pick up.
It's they've had a perfect balance of easy to play, hard to master.
Right, right. Yeah. No, so... I'm looking forward to Codename Steam.
They haven't done anything bad yet, so...
Yeah, they have yet. They're not going to let me down. I know they won't.
Until.
Don't say that.
Nintendogs cameo or something.
Oh, no.
Play as a Labrador.
Was there any other announcements that you saw at E3 that piqued your interest?
Metal Gear Solid has real-time horse poop.
Great.
So your horse is pooping real-time. And also, they have an e-cigarette where when you smoke it, time goes fast. Because it's an open world game, and certain missions only happen at certain times.
So you need to smoke?
So you smoke an e-cigarette, and then time goes really fast. Remember in that first trailer when he's smoking and time's flying by? That happens in the game.
Okay.
Wow. They brought back the resource management system from Peace Walker, where you, like, airlift shit out of the area and take it back to your base.
Really?
So you can airlift tanks. You can airlift a sheep.
Wow.
What else was there? Oh, you have to research cardboard boxes as a technology. And so they airdrop you a cardboard box that is contained inside a metal box. Mm-hmm. But it's like a high-tech cardboard box. Mm-hmm. So like if a guard is like, whoa, that cardboard box moved. There's like all sides of the cardboard box are doors. So you could roll out of one side of the cardboard box and crawl away.
Okay.
All the dumb stuff is back. I'm so happy.
I told you this was always going to happen.
I was so worried. It was super dark. I was like Child Soldiers.
Always the marketing to every Metal Gear game is super serious. And then you get in and you're like, this game's dumb. This game is really dumb.
Yo, it's research cardboard boxes.
Yeah.
I'm happy. I'm happy again.
And it's kind of the reason why I feel like Kojima can never make a movie.
What would he do in the movie?
He'd have to pick one side. And I don't think he could do it. I really don't think he could do it.
What if he had it'd be like a voting system in the theater? Like you get like a buzzer and then the audience decides on what would happen.
Like a choose your own adventure?
Yeah, but so like every time you go see the Metal Gear movie, it's different.
I'd be down for that.
But then you'd have to have like internet gathered viewing parties because it's like, I'm tired of seeing the same scene over and over again. Let's all fill out this theater and we all pick this answer.
I can't wait for that future.
The Futurama future?
Sure. Okay. Yeah. Wow. Okay, so you're all in on that game.
I'm always in on all Metal Gear Solids.
Okay. I am going to wait till it hits the bargain bin.
What? No. You got to get a full price. You got to get the deluxe edition.
No.
That comes with its own Fulton recovery system.
No, 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 no. After 4, I just said no more.
What?
Yeah.
4 is great.
4 has great moments to it, but I recently tried playing it. I can't play that game.
That game's old.
And that game came out in 2008. That's not that old.
That game's old. But, by modern standards, the way games are going now, yeah. If you play other games, like, if you play Assassin's Creed 1, mm-hmm. that game sucks.
Oh, it does suck, yeah. It sucked when it came out.
I thought it was okay when it came out. No. I collected a lot of flags.
Wow, you had no time. Or you had all the time, actually.
I killed a bunch of Templar camps
and wow, stuff. Wow, you had all the time. Speaking of Assassin's Creed, so something I've been noticing with all the Ubisoft games... Ubisoft.
Is it they're all Assassin's Creed?
Yeah. They're all the same game now, huh? Like Watch Dogs, Assassin's Creed. You know that mission they showed in Far Cry where you storm the fortress?
It's very... Yeah.
That's all you do in Assassin's Creed. I don't know if you do it in 3.
Black Flag?
Yeah, that's all you do. Because all those fortresses are on the islands.
Well, that's what you did in Far Cry 3 as well.
So again, yeah, it's like, now they're all just taking each other's game ideas and just switching out the theme.
They have a formula that works, and they're sticking with it.
Yeah, and I remember when we were recording our Ubisoft thing, I was really excited for Assassin's Creed, but now that's making me think, oh man, what if it's just...
If it's just, it's gonna be more of the same.
It's just another, a slight extension on the formula.
But downwards motion animations, downward climbing animations.
I don't know if that can save it.
If animations can save a game, that's sad.
That's the future we live in.
Gross.
Yeah. Let's see. Square ended up showing up to the party.
Did they? What did they show?
They're announcing a Final Fantasy Agito.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what that's for.
That was a mobile game. It's for iOS and Android.
It's
coming to iOS and Android here.
Okay.
And then Final Fantasy Type-0.
HD.
HD. Is that PSP game?
Which I heard is coming to the PS4?
Yeah, PS4 and Xbox One.
What?
But my friend was super pissed because Sony mentioned nothing about the Vita at their conference. And he's like, what about my Vita? What the hell? And then the news leaked as Type-0 coming out for Vita. And he's like, yes, finally! And then they're like, we retract our statement. It's actually only Xbox One and PS4. And then he's like, no!
I feel sorry for all you Vita owners out there. Like, you could just get screwed.
Yeah, like, they had one game, two games.
Especially now that the PlayStation TV is coming out, the Vita is effectively a useless machine.
Wow. Play Vita games on my TV.
Yeah, I think the only thing you won't be able to do is, like, some of those touchpad games.
I'm sure they... No, they got that on the controller. They got touchpad on the controller.
Not for the Vita TV. Because it uses a DualShock 3.
Oh, you can't hook up your PS4 controller to it?
You can, but it by default, it's a PlayStation 3 controller.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, I guess that makes sense. I guess they're not marketing it towards the regulars.
Right. But I'm just saying, like, there are some games you'll be able to do. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm pretty sure, like, Gravity Rush, which was, like, the only good game on Vita, apparently.
Gravity Rush? I don't... Well, they had that port of Muramasa. The Wii game?
Oh, right.
That was good. They have that Japanese game with the black and white bear.
Oh,
Danganronpa.
But that's on PSP.
But not here, not in North America.
Isn't it?
No. I think I'm pretty sure it was on PSP in Japan.
Oh, okay.
But it came out on Vita here.
Oh, that makes sense, yeah.
Yeah.
The only other game they have is Persona 4.
Yeah, and Persona 4. They got a handful of games, and that's about it.
Yeah, so that's kind of sad. And then I think that's, those are all the things that are sticking out in my mind that I remember hearing coming out of E3. Nothing else, unless I'm missing something, nothing I can really think of.
I noticed coverage was a lot more lax this year.
Yes.
Yeah, they tried to have fun with it more than be just a really serious news sites.
I think it depends on what site you went to.
Like, usually everyone tries to be that, other than Giant Bomb. And then, but this year I felt like if you weren't IGN or GameSpot, like you could they just kind of did whatever and poked fun at everything.
Speaking of being Giant Bomb, I'm not on Giant Bomb. Did you see the interview that GameSpot had with Dave Lang?
GameSpot had an interview with Dave Lang? Mm-hmm. No, I gotta see that. He must be talking trash, like, all day.
No, it's a real serious interview.
Okay.
Like, it's a really
cool That's not interview. What I expect.
Who's the guy at GameSpot who's doing the... He's the main host, and he's sponsored by Samsung Galaxy Tab.
The Irish guy?
Yeah. Who's he?
I forget his name.
Well, whatever.
I know who you're talking about.
GameSpot has this really, you know, Nice dude. He's doing an interview with Dave Lang. They're having their professional conversation. That Irish dude comes in, and it turns into the giant bomb cast. And the one guy who's conducting the interview is kind of just sitting at the side.
Wow.
And I'm just like, wow, this is really unprofessional. I can't believe GameSpot let this air.
Did you see the interview Giant Bomb had with John Vignacchi
and
John Drake?
No.
So John Vignacchi, he's like big dude at Disney now.
Uh-huh.
And they were pimping out Disney Infinity, like open bracket 2.0 edition, close bracket.
Okay.
And it was Jeff, John Vignacchi, and then John Drake showed up for some reason from Harmonix.
Yeah.
And they just started ripping on John Vignacchi in front of his coworkers and like in front of his boss and stuff. And it was like the most 30 minutes of unprofessional interview I've ever seen. It was hilarious.
Wow.
But it was the most effective way to teach me about Disney Infinity. And that game looks cool.
Wow.
You can make your own treehouse.
Yeah.
Like all the old toys are backwards compatible with all the new systems, so you don't have to buy like 2.0 versions of toys you already own.
That's good. That's good.
That game was cool. Yeah. If I were way into that, I can see why people are way into that. Mm-hmm. Like this got like that whole Disney Infinity thing. That's cool.
Yeah. And I'm gonna buy those Nintendo toys.
Oh yeah, the Nintendo toys, the Amiibos.
Mm.
They should have called them Amiibros.
No.
They were so close.
No.
Amiibros, because they're your bros.
I thought you were going to link Super Mario Brothers, but no, you went totally somewhere else.
Amiibros.
No.
Amiibro.
No.
Just Amiibro. This is my Amiibro.
It sounds too much like Umbro.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, it does.
Amiibro. There's like a whole other
thing. Umbro.
Umbro. An Umbro.
There you go. See?
All right. Too close.
There we go. So I think that's it for E3. Nothing more to say.
I want a Wii U. That's it.
Yeah, I want a Wii U. I looked more into Destiny. It looks even cooler than I thought it was.
It's just an MMO, eh?
Yeah, it looks nuts.
You can slash dance in that
Holy,
game.
Holy, that game was crazy.
You can slash sit. You can slash dance. Can you slash pizza?
That would be something.
In EverQuest, too, you can slash pizza.
Yes, you can. Yeah, that scene looks cool. I'll be a girl. Because the girl armor looks cool.
Girl armor always looks cool.
Yeah.
In, like, any game that has optional armor. Like, has actual visual changes in your armor.
I think it looks especially cool because, like, they have this real motif going on where, like, almost every character wears a really long scarf and a hood. And I'm like, the girl character just looks way better with that on. Yeah, I heard the Order, whatever, 6X, is pretty much Uncharted of War.
Yeah, like white phosphorus bombs and stuff.
Uh-huh. Interesting.
We'll see how that goes.
Yeah.
It looks nice, at least.
Uh-huh. We're good with that. Okay, well, that's it for E3 coverage, right?
The third time we have tried to end the segment, yes.
Yeah, okay. Fix of the week. Let's move on to it. I'm going to open up this segment with my pick of the week, and it is movie-related.
What?
Mm-hmm. So we know that Marvel has their whole movie cinematic universe.
Mm-hmm.
Started back with Iron Man in 2008.
Wow, that was a long time ago.
6 years? 6 years.
Wow, that was a long time ago.
So it took them how long to make the Avengers? 4 years, right? From 2008.
Yeah.
Avengers 2012? DC
has 2 years ago.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Time just flies.
Damn
is correct. Anyways, we all know, or we've all been questioning, well, what is DC going to do? Like, are they going to try and catch up? Because they've been winning the TV show realm,
mm-hmm.
but they want to make it big on the big screen.
That's where all the money is.
So they start out with Superman, Man of Steel.
Mm-hmm.
And then they announced Batman vs. Superman, Dawn of Justice.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, how do you feel about that name, Dawn of Justice? It's a name.
It's a name.
Okay, good. Yeah. I agree.
No, it's terrible. I hate it. It has Batman in it, so it should be the Knight of Justice. And then Knight is spelled K-N-I.
Okay. Well, let me just say this. DC are planning to be aggressive.
Okay.
Starting with Batman versus Superman, this is a leaked list. They are going to go and put out what looks like 7 movies in 2 years.
Whoa!
Yes.
They're just catching people up. Sensory overload.
Uh-huh. So we know 2016, Batman versus Superman, okay?
Okay.
That's May.
Yeah.
The following month, get this, Shazam.
What?
Uh-huh.
Oh, how are they going to show a kid getting hit by a lightning bolt?
I don't know. That Christmas of 2016, Sandman.
What?
I don't know. Then the following May in 2017, Justice League.
Wow, they're really pushing. Jeez.
July, Wonder Woman.
Okay.
That Christmas, Flash and the Green Lantern team up.
Who do you think will be the Green Lantern?
I have no idea.
Do you think What's-His-Face will reprise his role?
I don't think they're I think they're going to erase that.
I think people really hated that movie.
They did. I liked it.
I liked it too. I thought it was pretty good.
Well, here's the thing. I really liked What's-His-Face?
Ryan Reynolds
as Hal Jordan.
Mm-hmm.
The script was a bit iffy.
Yeah, I can see that.
But as Hal Jordan, I thought he was perfect.
Do you think so? Anybody's going to get freezered? Gonna get fridged?
No.
That'd be brutal.
I don't think so. But anyways, the following year, Man of Steel 2.
Okay.
So 2 years.
That's a long break for Man of Steel.
Yeah. Man of Steel came out 2013.
Yeah.
So the sequel will be out 2018.
Wow.
5 years.
That's a long time.
So there's gonna be 6 movies in between that Man of Steel sequel.
Jesus.
So that's crazy.
That's really aggressive.
That's aggressive.
Not even passive aggressive, just regular aggressive.
Yeah, they're going to plan to do that. And I think right now they're trying to really hire and cast every major hero in the Justice League.
Mm-hmm.
So that before the Justice League movie, they can make cameos and appearances in the ones before. So they just announced, or not maybe officially announced, but it's kind of confirmed, not really confirmed, that they have their Aquaman.
Okay.
Do you want to know who it is?
If you say an actor name, I probably won't know who it is.
Oh, you'll know who it is.
All right, who is it?
Take a guess. Any guess. You know who Aquaman is, right?
Yeah, he's like a lanky, blonde-haired kid.
Well, he's a man.
Man. Talks to
dolphins. He's not Aqualad.
I don't know. The dude who plays the werewolf in Twilight.
Good guess, but no.
Okay.
He's slightly bigger.
All right.
His name is Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Samoan Aquaman.
Uh-huh.
Just flipping everything on its head.
So, I don't really care about the fact that his race is completely different. He's got the physique to be Aquaman. I think the reason they've done this is because Aquaman gets a lot of shit.
Can the Rock make Aquaman cool?
I don't know, but are you going to say no?
I want to see it. I want to see this. I want to see him prove me wrong.
I think The Rock has the potential to change everybody's stance on a superhero that we've consistently laughed at.
And you know, if it's successful, it's going to be like a... It's going to change the comic books, too. It's going to be like a Nick Fury thing where he's going to turn into like a Samoan Aquaman.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. It's going to be like Tony Stark in the comics looks like Robert Downey Jr.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, yeah... I'm down, but The Rock has a lot to work at. Like, he's not Namor. He's not cool like Namor.
No.
He's Aquaman.
No. Ew. So I guess that sort of rules out him being Green Lantern.
Yeah.
But that does mean Idris Elba could be. He could be Jon Stewart.
If the world is just.
Yeah, then we will have our Jon Stewart as the Lantern.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, no, that's... That's what I got for my pick of the week. Just kind of nuts, but...
It's a pretty cool pick. Jeez.
Yeah.
I know, I'm excited for movies. Like, I like that superheroes are now...
The norm?
The norm.
I can
mention Superman without being laughed at.
I can't wait till video game movies are the norm.
Video game movies are always so bad, though.
Yeah, but we're gonna get there one day.
When I'm, like, dead.
Probably. As long as I'm there... To see the first movie where people genuinely look at it like, yeah, that was great.
What franchise?
I hope... Personally, I'd want it to be, like, Mass Effect.
Okay.
But I think the one that stands a shot of being really good is Uncharted.
Yeah, I can see that.
Right?
It's already, like, an Indiana Jones almost.
It is Indiana Jones, so...
And they can cut out the first game. And then just use the last three as a trilogy.
There you go.
All right.
Yeah. I don't know. That's my pick.
All right. My pick is something near and dear to all our hearts. Even Blavins, who's not here, The Legend of Korra.
Oh, Korra!
Season 3 trailer came out recently.
Oh, right. I didn't get to watch that.
And it looks sick. There are spirits, because at the end of season 2, or spoilers, end of season 2, warning.
Yeah.
There are spirits now living with people.
Oh, right. She opened the portal.
Yeah, she opened the portal and left it open. The gap has been bridged.
Damn.
And you see, like, there were big, big fights. A lot of metal bending, a lot of water bending, a lot of bending of all types. There were characters who previously couldn't bend bending. There were characters who could previously only bend one element, bending more than one element.
So they're all the Avatar.
I guess. Because, like, I guess the Avatar is... Because she was the one with the link with the spirit world, right?
Yeah.
If everyone is living with spirits, what's stopping people from wielding more than one?
Game changer.
Yeah. And that looks cool. It pretty much seems like the end of the world. It looks like it's going to be some huge, like, lore-shattering epic event.
Sounds exciting.
Yeah, very exciting. Just watch it. Like, it's a... They don't have any, like, there's no... It's just, like, us, like their old trailers. It's a very somber music over really high-paced action.
Okay. Is there a date associated?
I did not... I don't remember seeing a date. I just remember seeing Legend of Korra Season 3.
Yeah.
Or Book 3. Sorry.
Book 3. Yeah, no, I'm excited for that. I really liked the way Season 2 ended.
Yeah, that was really cool. And, like, I don't know how Nickelodeon did it with this show, but they've made a cartoon that I would be like, here, an adult, watch this. It's pretty cool.
A lot of adults actually have that opinion, too.
Yeah.
They're, like, watching with their kids, like, hey, this isn't mine number.
Yeah, this is actually good.
Yeah.
It reminds me when, like, my dad would, the only cartoons I would watch with my dad were the Animaniacs, because those were also for adults.
Right.
And it's, like, between then and now, like, there was, like, this thing of, like, we gotta make hyperactive, mind-numbing things for kids, because that's what they want. And now they're kind of bringing it back to...
Are they?
That's what it seems like. Like, there's this, apparently Phineas and Ferb is actually really good. Like, even if you're an adult, like, it's pretty funny.
Yeah.
And, like, other stuff like that. So,
what are modern cartoons? Because I'm sort of out of the loop with modern cartoons. Like,
the last cartoon I remember as being modern were like 16, and
I don't even know what that is.
It was like the one where it was all the friends in the mall on Teletoon, and they all hung out because they were 16 and they got odd jobs in the mall. And there's a rich blonde girl who worked at a lemon stand.
Oh, okay, I think I know. Is the art style very flat?
Yeah,
like blocky. Not blocky,
but it's very flat. There's no depth to it.
Okay, yeah.
And very colorful. And then there's Johnny Test.
Okay, that one I don't know.
Fairly Odd Parents.
That's a while back, right?
But that lasted for a while.
Okay.
SpongeBob is still a thing.
What?
Yeah, SpongeBob is like the only... like when, because SpongeBob started when we grew up, right?
Yeah.
That is the only cartoon from that time that is still going.
I don't know. I can do one up for you.
What?
Arthur.
Arthur's still... Oh, that started way before me, though.
Yeah.
Arthur's still going?
I think they have like 9 new episodes a year, but...
A year?
Yeah.
Jeez.
Like, it's just reruns.
No, PBS is just milking it.
Yeah. Oh, I know what my other pick was. Netflix announced a new cartoon deal.
What?
Well, guess what cartoon? From your childhood.
Digimon.
No. It's an American cartoon.
American cartoon. Looney Tunes.
No.
Men in Black, the animated series.
No.
I don't know.
The Magic School Bus.
What?
Yes. That's right. I think
cool!
A Netflix original, not original, but exclusive new series.
Sick.
The Magic School Bus.
Magic School Bus is dope.
Yeah.
I learned about friction from them.
I learned about everything from them.
They went into a book, and the book had no friction, and they slid across the book.
Oh, yeah, they're like ice skating.
Yeah, because they were in a baseball stadium.
Yeah.
And they went in, they like learned about smells, and they had to zap all of the gym sock smell because one of the bullies put a gym sock in
their
nice smelling thing.
That's right.
Man. Miss Frizzle's hot.
Miss Frizzle?
Yeah.
Nah.
I had a crush on Mr. Frizzle as a kid.
What is wrong with you?
I had a crush.
What is
wrong? From a young age.
What is wrong?
I had a crush on 2D women.
Wow. No, I understand the whole 2D women. I just don't understand Miss Frizzle.
And Mimi from Digimon.
She was the rich one.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Sure. Why not? She had a cactus for a friend.
Yeah. And it turned into a flower.
Didn't it turn into a fairy?
Yeah, like a fairy. Like, it had, like, flower hands.
Oh, okay. All right. That's it for my picks.
I got another pick.
Oh, do you?
On the pick train.
Tell me.
Reading Rainbow's coming back.
Yeah.
Did you see that Kickstarter?
Yeah, we talked about it last week.
Did we?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah. LeVar Burton's top end thing is you wear his glasses.
He showed up on, At Midnight, that show on the Comedy Channel.
Oh, really?
And he was wearing a Titanfall shirt.
Apparently his daughter loves Titanfall.
Yeah, he was straight up wearing a Titanfall shirt. It said Titanfall in kanji all up in the front.
What?
With a giant robot on it.
What?
And then on the back, it said Titanfall in English.
What?
Yeah.
Wow.
He was a cool shirt.
Man, LeVar, you're just stepping your game up.
Man.
Okay.
I must have totally blanked out because I forgot about that. And then I saw it on at Midnight and they're like, yeah, we surpassed our $1 million quota.
Yeah, they surpassed in like a day.
Yeah, instantaneously.
Yeah.
And I was like, shit.
They're like, we wanted $1 million, and the first day we got 3.
Yay!
Sweet! Reading Rainbow's back! Okay, cool. Alright, let's round out the show with our weeks. Mm.
Hello, listeners. Do you enjoy hearing Anthony talk about his digital dreams, Vince's plastic preferences, or my cardboard crack addiction? Well, we'd like to hear about all your pastimes too. Send us some letters at tniab.letters@gmail.com. After all, your letters are part of the coolest things in the world too.
Let's see. My week was relatively short.
Okay.
What happened aside from E3 and the World Cup and basketball was I did a bit of online shopping. What? Because
was it for toys?
Well, of course.
Okay.
Because I don't know if we mentioned this, but HLJ has this wicked sale.
Okay.
So does this other site called Hobby Search. And there's a lot of things I wanted, but I was really feeling really cheap.
You hold yourself back?
I did for a second because they're like, oh, like, and it's dumb too. It's like, oh, there's this cool, like, little Macross toy I want. It's 300 yen. I don't want to spend 300 yen.
And I like how it's gotten so cheap that you're like, $3. I could buy, like, 3 coffees.
Yeah, like, it's gotten, like, I was like, oh, I don't know if I want to do that. And then I added it to my cart just to see shipping. I'm like, shipping is 600 yen. I'm like, well, see, now that's just stupid.
That's just one thing.
Yeah, that's one thing. If I add this, I'm going to have to add, like, 2 more things to make up for shipping.
It's the trap of online purchasing.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So, what I did was, I was cleaning my space. I was like, I was looking at all my stuff, and I'm like, I don't need these boxes of toys, and so, like, I'm done with this stuff.
Okay.
So I'll just put it out there and sell it and see. If it sells, and I'll buy.
What are you selling?
Stuff.
Tell me after. I need to know.
Oh, okay. I don't think it's stuff you would have wanted anyway.
Oh, okay.
Like, unless you want to Attack on Titan figures.
You had those for, like, a week.
I know. I kept the Mikasa, but I got rid of the Eren.
You're not even like using like cool 3D maneuver gear shots.
No.
Like hook them up by strings or something.
You know, my fetish is like little plastic women, so I didn't need the guy.
That makes sense.
Yeah. So, anyways, turns out a lot of people wanted my stuff, so I sold them. I made like a couple $100, and I was like, hey, $3 doesn't mean too bad anymore for me.
Okay.
So I bought a whole bunch of stuff that I'll talk about in the coming weeks. But I did get something in this week.
Right.
I got SH Figure Arts Sailor Venus.
I saw that. You had a review of that.
I did. And then immediately after I finished filming the review, I noticed that the back of her ribbon was like a huge square chip of paint. Like, so it looks like someone took a chisel to it and just dug out.
That was customs. They're like, is there any drugs in this ribbon? Snip, snip.
Uh-huh. So I was pretty disappointed by that.
Okay.
Contacted Amazon within an hour. They sent me another one.
Whoa!
So it's in transit because it's the weekend, but I'll have my new one tomorrow.
And you have to send the old one back, right?
Yeah. Okay. So I already sent the old one back.
Right.
And it's like free shipping, right? Mm-hmm. Like you print out the thing. I'm like, man, I remember why buying from Japan is such a hassle compared to buying domestically. Because if I ever have a problem from Japan, I'm fucked. But if I buy from like Amazon, no questions asked.
It's literally an hour away.
Yeah. It's like, here you go. Here's your next one. So
that's cool.
I just want to bring up Amazon, you're pretty cool.
Other than like blue-balling the book companies, yeah, you're pretty
cool. Oh yeah, of course. And you know, I mean Amazon.ca is kind of still crap compared to .com, but yeah. You're getting there.
I was thinking of getting an Amazon gift card or Visa.
Save money on.
Yeah.
Did you know that they had like all their games for like 30% off for E3 week? And it lasted for like 3 days.
Oh man, tell me these things.
I don't know.
God damn it.
Like Smash Brothers was like I think $30.
Man.
Oh wait, no. 3DS. Yeah, okay, 3DS one was like $30.
That's the only one I want.
Yeah, like every game, every E3 announcement game was 30% off. Plus, if you bought 3 games or more, you got an extra 30% off your entire order. Yeah. I left it in my cart, and I forgot to hit purchase. And so when I came back, I'm like, oh, they're all full price again. Forget it.
I'm so annoyed.
And what was crazy, it didn't even count towards E3 games. It even counted to anything that was just coming out. So if there was a game coming out at the end of this month, July, August, they were all on sale.
I could have saved so much money.
You could have. But you didn't. So I don't know what to tell you.
God damn it.
Yeah. That's, unfortunately.
Look at this, $69.99. Get out of here. God.
Yeah. Fuck. Yeah. $69.99 for video games. What a...
Persona Q Special Edition? I don't want that.
That was on sale, too. Yes, yes.
You want some tarot cards?
Isn't that just the regular game?
Yeah.
Version?
In the first runs come with the tarot cards, but the Special Edition comes with a case to hold a 3DS XL. Like a hard shell case.
Oh!
And it's got Teddy inside it.
What?
It's got the Persona characters on it.
When's this come out?
Here, let me check. Pre-order available November 25th. November. So you pre-order it and it's available November 25th.
I gotta pre-order that.
But yeah, like, check out that case.
Let's see.
You get a soundtrack, you get an art book.
Whoa, that looks very hippie.
Yeah.
Wow. I don't know if I want that. You know what I want? I think I just want to buy stickers.
For your DS?
Yeah.
You should get those skins.
No. I don't want skins.
Yeah, it covers your whole thing.
No. I want stickers.
Like what? You gonna put an Apple logo on your DS?
I don't know. I haven't really decided. I think I'm gonna put a Decepticon logo on mine.
Put a Mercedes-Benz logo on it.
Oh, I should!
Yeah, I got that custom Mercedes DS.
Oh, yeah, that'd be so good!
To go alongside that Mercedes Mario Kart 8 DLC.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God. Mercedes just in it, right? They just
all about the video games.
They know. Okay, but the other thing I don't want to make, I saw 22 Jump Street.
Without me?
Uh-huh.
Without us as a unit?
Uh-huh.
Man.
Uh-huh.
What?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I gotta go see that by myself?
No, I'm pretty sure Blaven wants to see it.
Yeah, okay.
Actually, yeah, I'm pretty sure Blaven wants to see it the most out of anybody here.
On a Tuesday, though?
Oh, that's right. He won't want to. Well, whatever.
We'll see. We'll figure it out.
We will figure it out. Because I was going to ask you guys if you want to see How to Train Your Dragon on Tuesday.
I also want to see that.
I'd rather see that.
I can double dose movies. I can see a matinee of 22 wow. Jump Street.
Wow. Jeez. Double hit.
I'm ready.
Okay, so 22 Jump Street. No, I won't spoil it. Don't worry. Not like spoilers matter for this movie.
Do they shoot guns?
Uh-huh.
Do they make jokes?
Uh-huh.
Does anybody get their dick shot off?
Do they? I can't quite remember.
Okay, well...
Here's what I'll say about 22 Jump Street. This was the sequel that didn't need to happen.
Whoa, really?
Yeah, it didn't need to happen.
Everyone's saying that the sequel is pretty good.
No, it's not bad. Like, it's funny. It's just, it doesn't do anything more than the first movie.
Okay.
It's like, oh, hey, you like that? Here's more of that. I think my problem with it is it suffers the very, very, very cliche problem that all partner sequels suffer. And that... The first movie is about forming a bond, right? Mm-hmm. And then you solve your problem. sequel is always about how can we break these people apart.
Oh, it's one of those?
Yeah.
Oh.
And they purposefully did it so that they could throw in all the bromance gay jokes. And here's the problem with the gay jokes. There's too many gay jokes!
What, are you just homophobic?
Like, no, like, that's not it.
It's so anti-gay.
No, that's not it. It's just... It's like they all sat down in a meeting, they brainstormed and said, hey, write down all the gay jokes you know, then put it in this jar, and we'll select the best ones. They didn't select the best ones. They just emptied the jar! And they just said, here's all of them. We don't know if it actually makes the scene any better, but hey, here's another one.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's disappointing.
Like, it goes... I don't know. You guys will probably find it hilarious. To me, the movie just, like, there were scenes where it's like, this could end here. No, we're still going? Okay, how about now?
Oh, is it like when a joke stays for too long?
Yeah, and you're just like, please, enough, just end it.
Okay.
Like, no more.
Those bug me.
Yeah.
When they, I think that's why it that bugged me with Family Guy, too. Like, they do the same thing.
Yeah. The jokes here in this movie, specifically the gay jokes, they go on about 2 to 3 jokes too long.
Okay.
The movie's also just too long as it is. For what it is, it's too
long. How long is it?
It's like 2 hours.
Whoa!
Yeah.
You can't laugh for 2 hours.
Like, I thought I was in for like an hour and a half of fun, but no. It's 2 hours.
It's too long.
Yeah. Like, the premise that they set up is really cool. Like, is fun. Like, they go to college, right? And,
yeah.
And there's some really surprise twists that are just, like, hilarious, but for the most part, it's kind of like, I could have waited for on Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, no. 22 Jump Street was the movie I saw. I should have saw Edge of Tomorrow.
I was debating seeing that yesterday. And then I saw that tickets on Not a Tuesday are like $13.
I was debating seeing it on Tuesday. But then I realized they only played in IMAX. And I didn't want to see it in IMAX.
You want to see an IMAX 3D AVX Coliseum?
Nope. It was like Tuesday night, I had no plans, and I'm like, VIP. I'm going to go see this movie. And then I looked at show times, and I'm like, man, there are no regular times. I don't want to pay more than $6.
Can you use scene points on those VIP theaters, like with the leather chairs and stuff?
I think so.
I want to do that.
I don't see why you shouldn't be able to. But I think those ones, like, there's an extra... It's like the ticket charge that you'll get, but there's, like, a extra charge that you don't get to go through.
Oh.
So, it's up to you.
I just always want to be in one of those theaters.
They're fun.
Seems cool.
Recliner, if some dude comes out to you and asks you, what do you want?
Whoa!
Yeah. It's expensive.
Well, I'd assume so.
Yeah.
It's just like the movies. The movies are expensive by themselves, but...
Yeah, the one that we have around us, I went to it when it first opened.
Okay.
Because back then, I used to work in theaters.
Yeah.
And they I just asked my boss, I'm like, can I have passes to this place?
Yeah.
I said, sure. And then I went, and I'm like, oh, hey, cool.
Oh, so you got there for free.
Of course.
Do you have to pay for popcorn still?
No, because I also asked them for popcorn passes.
Damn!
Yeah.
Living a life.
Yeah, totally, right? Movie theater employee.
I just want... But free popcorn!
It's not as glamorous as it sounds.
You sell that in the back alley.
It's...
You'd be like, oh, yo, kids, I got your popcorn discount prices.
It's not as glamorous as it sounds. Let me tell you. You know those popcorn machines?
Yeah.
At the end of the night on, like, say, a Thursday when it's not a very busy night?
Mm-hmm.
When we empty those machines, they just go into clear garbage bags. And people just take them. Like, customers will come up and be like, as they're watching us
close, I can get a bag full.
Usually, if the employee is nice enough, they'll be like, have it.
I can get a clean garbage bag.
It's not a garbage bag. It's a clear bag.
A clean, clear bag.
Yeah. Like, you know when you go to, like, a popcorn stand like Colonel's and they have those huge bags?
What?
Yeah, because, and if no one takes it, we just throw it out.
What?
Yeah.
I can just have it.
Yeah, it's amazing what you can get if you just ask at the right time.
Whoa!
Mm-hmm.
I gotta try that. Because I like stale popcorn.
Wow.
It's really good.
Wow.
Like, you know, I buy popcorn, I don't eat it all at the theater, and I take it home, and I purposely leave the bag open.
Oh my god, what?
And then I come back the next day, and I'm like, yeah.
Anthony, you're blowing my mind here.
It's good.
You're making yourself sound like such a fool.
It's like stale sour keys.
No. They're delicious. No, that's different. Stale candy is the shit. Stale popcorn is not
good. It's also the shit.
No. 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 But anyways, yeah. I saw a movie. That's it. What's your week?
My week, I finally finished Eye Shield 21.
The manga. The football manga.
Football. American football. Not to be confused with FIFA.
Oh, right.
And that whole series is great. It is in my top five all-time best manga.
Wow.
So sports manga always has the trope of main character is, he has some skill because he was bullied or because he's been doing something that relates to it all his life, right?
Correct.
It starts off very trope-heavy, but the way they go into the games, the character relations they make, even with different teams, how they focus on individual people in certain plays makes for a really unique and in-depth football experience that you would never get in a regular game, like if you're watching a game.
Sounds good.
And they teach you a lot of not only is it fun, but it's also like it teaches you about football. Like if you look at it, if you're the type of person who looks at it and is like, okay, like this is just people running into each other and then like trying not to get a concussion. Like it is so much more than that. And they teach you about football in this thing. And it is great. It is also the only sports manga where when a main team is losing,
yes,
I am not sure if they will actually come back. The way they write the story is very convincing. And sometimes they just straight up lose.
That's good.
Yeah, and it's cool. It keeps you on your toes to the very end. And yeah, it is great. It is a recommended read. Apparently the anime does not go as far as the manga does. They get to about the 3/4 point and then just end it.
Oh.
But after that, after the anime, there's still like a couple more matches that are really good.
Okay.
But yeah, each match, how they focus on players, and it is a very, very good manga.
Oh, that's good to hear.
Yeah.
So what's next on your sports manga list?
Sports manga, I'm probably going to try and catch up with Hajime no Ippo again.
Okay.
I think the last time I left off, I was on like chapter 400 something.
Okay.
Of 1,000 something. Good luck. Yeah. But that's just good. Sports. I've been reading Yoamushi Pedal still.
Oh, right.
The biking one. Mm-hmm. That's still ongoing. That's really good.
You're not going to do any of the big classics like Slam Dunk?
I'm just not. Like, I was thinking of doing Slam Dunk, or there's another one that's like Koa something Basket. And the thing is, I just don't care about basketball enough.
Oh, okay.
Like, basketball is just not my thing.
What about that Prince of Tennis?
Prince of Tennis? My friend showed me a scene where he hit a ball and it made the dinosaurs extinct. Yeah. And I was like, no, I am gone. Because he showed me the best part of the show. And I'm like, what am I have to look forward to now? Nothing.
Well, The Prince of Tennis just got announced to have a brand new anime.
Is it a continuation or is it a rework?
Continuation, okay. I think the final chapter.
Okay. But yeah, he ended the dinosaurs with a tennis shot. And I don't know what to do.
Don't you want to know how he got to that point?
Not really.
Don't you want to know what he was able to achieve after that point?
Maybe. Galaxy destroying.
Mm-hmm.
I tried reading Inazuma 11.
That's the soccer one.
That's the soccer one. That's also just too crazy for what I want out of a sports manga.
Okay.
Like, hey, let's kick this soccer ball into a meteor.
Right.
Let's fight robots with our soccer skills.
Why not?
But yeah. But sports mangas, yeah, they're good. They're very tropey. It's always like, oh, I'm a nerd who has no friends. And then it turns out the thing I've been doing all my life by myself has trained me perfectly for this sport that this manga is about.
Ooh.
And now I gain all this new friendship because of my new high school club.
Because you're so good.
Because I'm so good. So, it's always uplifting. I've been reading one called, like, Pun-Pum or Pun-Pum? P-U-N-P-U-M or vice versa.
Pun-Pum?
Yeah. And it's a slice of life, like, really serious, kind of surreal. About growing up, just like about growing up,
Okay.
And the main character is not depicted as a human being. He is depicted as a very poorly drawn bird.
Well, that's kind
of
weird.
Yeah, and like all of his family members are depicted as a kind of poorly drawn bird.
Wow, this is a something.
Yeah, but then all of his friends are human, and they're very detailed. And his friends still recognize him as a human being, not as a bird.
Okay.
But it is about the nitty gritty of growing up. Like he lives in a house with an abusive father.
Uh huh.
He beat his mom, put her in the hospital, and he used to live with his uncle for a while.
Okay.
He just learned about sex and like masturbation and stuff.
How old is this guy?
The kid?
Yeah.
He's in elementary school, Japanese elementary school.
Okay.
And then apparently from there the story goes about until his mid 20s.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. It's kind of dark already. Like, adults are portrayed to be like these monsters that maybe kids see them as.
It sounds dark.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. It's very surreal. I can't like go on a stint of reading it. Like, I can't just sit down for hours and read a bunch of chapters. I have to take breaks.
Yeah. I don't know.
It's a very heavy read.
Yeah, that's what I'm getting from this.
Yeah. But other than that, Mad Video Games.
Really?
I got Assassin's Creed 3.
And I beat it. You bought that?
Yeah, it was like $10.
You beat it.
And I beat it.
Okay, so how do you feel about the first, like, couple hours of that game?
Where you're not Connor?
Yeah, where you're Haytham.
I thought that was okay.
Mm-hmm.
It made me really confused when I couldn't climb in trees.
Yeah.
But it was fine.
Okay.
The Connor stuff is fun.
Mm-hmm.
I like all the nature stuff. I like all the tree stuff.
Uh-huh.
But they made those areas completely empty.
Yes.
And whatever activities there are to do in the frontier, they are very far away.
Yes.
And tree lines do not connect you all the way.
No.
And it's very annoying. Especially in the winter when you fall off and you're like, oh, I got to slug through the snow.
That's kind of how they fixed it with Black Flag. All those tree areas are just in little islands.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But that I thought the Connor stuff was also okay.
Okay.
I am very confused in the Assassin's Creed storyline.
Yeah.
So I didn't play Revelations.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what happened during Revelations. But apparently there's two gods now. And like something about Abstergo kidnapping Desmond's dad. When did Desmond's dad get there? When was he a part of the story?
Oh, I think he came in Brotherhood.
Was he in Brotherhood? I don't remember.
He came in Brotherhood, and then he questioned the girl. The blonde girl?
Yeah. Is she dead?
Yeah.
So when did she die?
I believe she died at the end of, or somewhere in Revelations.
I started the game, and I'm like, where's that girl? And then they're both like, yeah, it's the same, you killed her. I was like, whoa! What happened?
Yeah. Turns out she was double agent.
Double agent Templar?
Yeah.
Wasn't she a triple agent? Wasn't she working for Abstergo from the first game?
Uh-huh,
so she was a triple agent? Uh-huh. What else happens? I got a bunch of power cores.
Yeah.
The ending. Okay, let's just get straight to the ending.
Okay, here we go.
What the hell? He kills himself!
Yeah.
He's like, you know what? This whole thing that's been going on has not really changed anything.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna murk myself.
Mm-hmm.
And then the god is gonna double cross me and be like, now it's my turn. And then apparently 4 is about making a game at Ubisoft using the Animus? What is this series anymore?
Do you wanna know the source of Assassin's Creed 4's Animus data?
I'm never gonna play Assassin's Creed 4. Straight up. No. I have, after playing this game, I have 0% interest in playing Assassin's Creed anymore. What is this franchise?
So, in 4, Desmond is, they don't specify if he's entirely dead or if he's in a vegetative state. Anyways, this French video game company is using his brain's memories as the basis for their game.
So it's not even like another person?
Uh-uh.
They just like captured his brain in a jar?
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck?
Yeah. You know your two assistants in the who? Like, one dude was like the...
He was the nerdy British kid.
And the girl was...
And the Asian girl with the headphones.
Yeah. So they show up periodically throughout this video game office. Doing shit. I think the nerdy dude sells coffee. And the Asian chick's the delivery girl.
Is the dad, like, the CEO? Is this a plan all along to make mad video games?
I don't know. Like, I have no idea what's going on in Black Flag. All I know is I like being a pirate, and that's enough for me.
I hated the boat stuff in 3.
Oh, did you?
I hated the boat stuff. Oh, wow. Turning that boat is the most tedious thing ever.
What did you think was going to happen? It's a jet ski, it's going to just turn
off. Yeah, when I turn off the sails, I expect some unrealistic turning for the sake of gameplay.
Jeez, because in 4, your boat's bigger and slower.
I never want to play Assassin's Creed again.
Oh, man.
Never again.
Oh, okay.
I also bought Mario Golf.
Good for you.
For the 3DS.
Good for you.
That game is short.
Is it?
Yeah, so apparently there are only 3 regular courses.
What?
And so I'm pretty good at those hotshot style games.
Yeah.
Where it's like the beater. Like you press A and then the bar goes up to power and then you press A again for accuracy. So I'm pretty good at those. The first time I went on each course, I entered the championship and came in first.
Yep.
And that took about 4 hours.
Okay.
Credits roll.
Wow.
Like, what the hell? I've played literally 3 games of golf, of 18-hole golf, and the credits roll.
Wow.
So apparently there's a couple unlockable courses. There's that thing that drops the spiky red turtles, the lock 2.
Yeah.
He has his own course. It's like a sky course. It's in the clouds.
Okay.
But that's only 9 holes, I think. And then there's a bunch of special courses, like a peach course. There's like a Bowser course. And those are all, like, you can use items. Like, I can turn my ball into a bullet bill. So it just cuts through stuff. But I don't know how to unlock them. They said that by playing more, you'll unlock, like, stars, star coins. And use star coins to unlock courses. But I have no clue how to earn star coins. Like, it was never really explained to me.
Interesting.
They just said, hey, go to the Forest Cup, get your handicap, and then start playing tournaments. And I was like, okay. But other than that, like, I've had no guidance into what to do to unlock those new courses.
Interesting.
And that's really frustrating.
Okay.
Because I want to play more than 4 courses in my goddamn golf game.
Have you tried joining, like, the online tournaments?
I have shown the online tournaments.
That's right, yeah.
Tournaments.
I like those.
Those things are cool. They change up the landscape. Like, sometimes a course will be super windy when it's not supposed to. Mm-hmm. They'll have really fast greens, really heavy rain, stuff like that. Stuff that really changes the way you play in those games.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know what these people are doing online.
Because just smoking you?
They are nuts. Like, I'm finishing at a pretty decent score. I'm, like, -8 on the day.
Yeah.
Right, and I'm like, okay, I didn't get a bogey, I got a bunch of pars and a couple birdies, maybe an eagle.
Uh-huh.
These guys must be eagling every hole.
They got it down to a science.
And they're finishing these tournaments at like -27.
Wow.
And I don't know how they do it.
Wow.
They must be getting a minimum of a birdie on every hole.
I bet it's because they have the unlocks.
Maybe. Every 18 holes of golf you play, you unlock one item in the store.
Oh my god.
And it is random.
Oh my. 18 holes for one item?
For one item. And I've mostly unlocked clothing. No clubs, no balls.
I think you need to play more golf.
I think this game needs to fucking hurry up with the goddamn unlock system so I can actually be competitive.
Well, you know, we were playing Mario Kart 8 the other week, and you know how that unlock system works. You just keep playing until you unlock something.
I'm so glad. Like, this is not a game. This is finally not a DS game where I play it like it's a home console. Mm-hmm. This is something I take on the go, and I finish a couple holes, and I close it, and I play another couple holes, I close it, and eventually I finish.
Okay.
And, like, it's fun. It's Mario Golf, and I'm glad it exists. But man, did they just threw that out there. They had put no care into this game. It is very disappointing.
That is disappointing to hear.
Yeah.
Who's your golfer of choice?
My Mii, because you can't use regular characters in the castle mode.
What?
You can only... There's an arcade play mode.
Okay.
And there's a castle mode. And so in the arcade play, you pick a golfer and you pick an area.
Yeah.
And you can just do whatever.
Okay.
But in castle mode, you only play as your Mii. Mm-hmm. And it's like, your Mii is now a superstar and you gotta raise your... You gotta raise... Okay, so that's the thing, too. Like, the only stat modifications I've seen mm-hmm. is through your clothing and through your gear. And there's not, like, a level-up system. There's not, like regular stats that you would think of as an RPG or, like, something a Camelot would make.
Mm-hmm.
It's very stock. It's very... It's like every other golf game.
Hmm.
And that's kind of disappointing. Like, this game is... At its core, it is fun, but everything surrounding the core is a disappointment.
Sounds like a great game.
Yeah... It's the only Mario Golf I'm getting. And pretty much the only reason I'm still playing it is because I'm held hostage by this being the only type of game of its kind.
That you want.
That I want.
Okay.
Like, there is no other arcade golf that can top it. Like, other than if I want to bust out my PSP and play this Korean golf game called Pangya Fantasy Golf.
No.
And I can play as anime girls or a polar bear. That game was fun.
Okay. So it sounds like you're having a fun time.
I am having a fun time with neither of those two games. I am having a fun time with Final Fantasy X.
Oh my god, this again? When will it end?
Never.
When will it... You're not even on 10-2 yet. What is wrong with you?
I'm getting the platinum, man. So I have caught 10 of every single monster.
What?
I have caught 10 of every single monster in the game. I am now working on Monster Arena stuff. I am farming this one enemy called One Eye. Because he occasionally drops a weapon for each of your characters that has triple AP in its slot.
Yeah.
And then two empty slots.
Yeah.
So then you can mod onto it overdrive to AP and triple overdrive.
Okay.
And then what that does is that any overdrive you gain turns into AP for leveling up. And then it triples the AP, right?
Yeah.
There's one monster called Don Tonberry.
Oh yeah.
And what you do is you set one character who has auto phoenix on a armor item
mm-hmm.
to his overdrive mode is you gain overdrive when a character takes damage.
Yes.
Or when an ally takes damage, not him.
Yeah.
And then the other two is you gain overdrive when you take damage as a character.
I see. You have it all set to one guy.
And you have it all set. And so these two of the people attack while the other guy, his whole role is just auto phoenixing. And then when it's his turn, he just defends.
Yeah.
So, I do that until Don Tonberry stops using Karma.
Yeah.
And because that does limit broke max damage.
Yeah.
And then I just run away.
Mm.
And then when you run away, you still get the AP from all the overdrive AP.
Wow.
And then when that ends, you have 99 level up points.
Wow.
So, Waka almost has a full sphere grid.
Uh-huh.
I have to start farming fortune spheres.
Right.
To level up, to actually unlock the luck nodes.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah. But other than that, I am all in-game stuff. I am working on leveling up my guys so I can face Dark Aeons. And then eventually getting Penance.
Okay.
And I'm leaving Blitzball till last.
I was going to say, you're going for the Platinum, that means Blitzball. What are you going to do?
I'm going to, like, pay someone $3 an hour.
To play
Blitzball for me, because I hate Blitzball.
Why don't you just learn?
I'm so bad.
Just learn.
It's so tedious.
Just learn.
Maybe I'll probably end up doing it. But yeah, so because I don't have Waka's Celestial Weapon,
yes,
I had to do a whole other bunch of farming to get a great item for him. So I found a ball that had four empty slots.
Uh-huh.
So I put on Break Damage Limit.
Okay.
I put on one MP cost.
Okay.
Evade an attack.
Mm-hmm.
And one other thing. MP cost, break damage limit, evade an attack. I can't remember. Oh, triple overdrive.
Okay, yeah.
So now the only, like, my characters are so strong with these weapons that the only way I lose is that if a character has if an enemy has a counterattack ability.
Oh.
So, like, if they can attack on not their turn.
Yeah.
Because all my characters have auto haste. All my characters have one MP quick hit, and I'm always doing max damage.
Mm-hmm.
So unless, like, the only way I can lose is if they counter me.
Okay.
So it is pure grinding now. There is no more mini games.
Game sounds like so much fun.
I like it. I love the post game.
Wow,
the post game is for me.
Do you just sit there and just grind through it?
I listen to podcasts.
Well, then you're not playing it.
What? Do you just want me to sit in front of my TV?
Clearly, you're not enjoying it enough that you have to listen to a podcast to keep your time.
I listen to the podcast during the regular game.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I do.
No.
When it's not a cutscene, when I'm just walking through the comm lands and I'm like, oh, another random battle. Oh, another random battle.
You're not playing it right.
But yeah, it's fun.
Nah, you haven't convinced anybody in this room.
What about Hello Kitty? Does Hello Kitty think?
No.
She seems pretty disappointed.
And I also think you haven't convinced anybody listening to this.
Write us in if you think I convinced you. But yeah, it's been a disappointing / fun week in video games.
Well, so at least you got to play a lot.
Yeah, I got to play a bunch. That week was a good week.
Yeah.
I played like, after I beat Jax.
Yeah.
I played like 14 hours worth in 2 days.
Why?
He was unhealthy.
Sounds like it.
I haven't broken 100 hours yet, though.
Really? That's surprising.
Yeah, I'm on like 72.
Oh, that's surprising.
Yeah.
Guess you're being efficient.
Very efficient.
Well, you use that Tonberry trick.
I'm using the Tonberry trick. I kept a notepad note of the... Because, like, you can only check how many monsters you've captured at the actual arena.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's dope.
Right? So I just kept a notepad note with all the list of every enemy.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, I killed one. Then I'll put it into the list. I go, killed another one. The worst, though, is in Omega Ruins. When you run into a Great Mulbro.
Okay.
Because he 100% ambushes you. And 100% uses poison breath, his breath attack.
Oh, so you're just super poisoned.
Which
super
is like silenced. Poison, silenced, darkness, curse, confuse, and berserk.
Oh wow!
So the only chance I have is if hopefully someone only gets confused and not berserked.
Oh.
Because if all three get berserked, I'm done.
Yeah.
But if one gets confused and then he hits me,
mm-hmm.
then I'm good because I just flee. But I have lost many a progress because of that.
I bet.
It's like, oh, I only got one more Tonberry to capture. Mulbro, dead. Aw. And I didn't save. Now I gotta go capture these things again.
That's old school RPGs.
Yep.
Can't save anywhere.
Goddamn save points.
Yeah, those need to go.
Bravely Default got away with them. They were good.
Yeah, I guess. Sure, why not?
You can save anywhere on the open world, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anything else you've been doing?
No.
No?
I've been starting things for the site, like starting written things.
Oh, okay. I was like, starting things? Like what?
Yes. I got some deals going on, maybe some Giant Bomb crossover.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I wish. But,
okay.
Inviting Johnny Vignacchi from Disney to the podcast.
Oh, okay. Good. Go ahead. I'd love to meet him.
Never happened. But, yeah, I've been working on, like, a couple of things for writing stuff, but I never finish it.
Just gotta sit down and do it.
Yeah. One of them is about post games and JRPGs.
Oh my god. Guess who won't be reading that one?
You! Do you even read? Do I have to put an audio version of it?
I can tell you, if you record an audio version of your article, I'll listen to it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Alright, I'll think about it. I gotta get a better microphone, because my laptop mic's super bassy.
You don't have a mic that came with your phone?
That's busted.
Oh, that's
so nice. The headphones work, but the microphone's busted.
Oh, well, that sucks. Okay, I guess that's it.
Yep.
That's all she wrote.
Yeah.
If you ever want to get in touch with us, you can write into us tnib.letters@gmail.com.
Woo.
Yo, we're on YouTube. Yo, what? We're on Facebook. Hey, you can follow us on Twitter. We don't have
but where?
I don't know.
At what?
You know what? There's this thing on the internet called Google. Type in 3 Nerds in a Basement and you will find everything you need.
And more.
Yeah, in regards to us.
Safe search off.
That's a good idea. You should turn that off.
Get that exclusive content.
Yeah. If you want to know all the exclusive shit on TNIAB, turn that safe search off. You'll get all the goodies.
We should get Instagram.
And what are we going to put on our
Instagram?
I don't know. Okay.
More pictures of food? we can clutter it with more probably, filtered foods.
Probably. Okay, well, that was the show. Next week, Playman should be back.
Should be.
TJ should be back.
Yay. Should be.
Should be more than three nerds in a basement.
We'll never hit the right number.
No.
Ever.
No, that's just a rare occurrence.
We should just get like 10 people in a room.
We should. Well, yeah, we should. And we might have a movie review next week. We're not too sure how that's going to work out.
Wait, are we talking about dragons?
We might be talking about Monster Hunter.
Yeah.
So we have that to look forward to. Anyways, thanks for listening. Thank you, Anthony, for talking on this week's episode.
I talked way too much.
Yes, you did.
I apologize.
I didn't, so I'll keep going. And thanks for listening.
Bye.
Bye-bye.